Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding the Halakha Mishnah on Mem Vav Amud Beit. Hamokher et atzmo ve'et banav l'avdei kochavim ein podin oto, avo podin et habanim le'achar mitat avihem. So we have been discussing the dinim of Tikkun Olam. One of the beautiful Tikkun Olam that the Mishnah describes is the way in which people take advantage of other people's fear for tzedakah, pidyon shvuyim, and so on. So what they do is, you know, they'll have these groups of chassidim, they'll buy this expensive, impossible to afford campus, you know, $20 million, and then when they come to, the bank comes to collect it, they'll make an emergency magabit, the terrible thing, they're coming to steal our campus. So they come to you and they say, you wouldn't let us be without a campus, right? So they made a tikkun olam that anybody who creates a situation which is going to end up being an emergency, that you can go to other people and get money from them, we don't respond. But Badafka, you're not allowed to respond. So over here, what people would do is that they ran out of money, or they took out loans that they knew they'd never be able to pay back, and then that they would be imprisoned because of the loan until somebody came and paid back the loan. So I figured, good old Yidden, you know, would come to them with all about, they put the whole family in prison. I mean, help, help. Exactly. Yeah.
Was it really 3 meals a day?
That's true. Yeah, nah, it wasn't like nowadays. So therefore, we made a takana that you're not allowed to be paid to him. Let him rot. And you're not allowed to be paid to the children either, unless the father dies. If the father dies, then you're paid to the money. Amar Ravasi, this is only true where he has shown that this is his strategy. So Husha Machar Vishana Vishila, she did this 3 times. Once he did it 3 times, forget about it. So it was a mice with Hanu B'nei B'Mirksi, people that lived in Mirksi town. The Yasvi Zuzimi had the Kirchhovim. They borrowed money, knowing that they didn't have money to pay it back. And of course, the goyim came and made them into avodim. So they come to Rav Huna, you got to save us. It's terrible. We're living with these goyim. Marlehu, what am I supposed to do for you? It says in the Mishnah, but Rebbe, it's only if this is his strategy, you know, he did it 2-3 times. Yeah, the problem is that everybody in Beit Mikzeh already knows this little game. The whole town lives off of this, you know. So it's Beit Mikzeh wood. So therefore, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to go and come to their rescue. But even the first time over here, it's part of a strategy, even though he didn't personally didn't do it. It was a guy that had sold himself to these cannibals. So also like Amin Ramami. He comes to Rabami, I'm going to be eaten. Beer can help. Omar Lay, so what am I supposed to do? It says in the Mishnah, Mocherat Smovet Banav Lo Deko Chavim, Ein Podim Oto. Avo Podim Et Abanim Mishum Kilkula. You're allowed to be paid to the children because they'll end up being Mikukal from the Goyim. But if the father is alive, you don't have to because he'll watch them. But over here, where they're going to be eaten, the year lechora would be mutter, even from the beginning. Amru le rabbanan rabami, but this guy's a mummer. Forget about the issue of that the Mishnah shouldn't apply in this case. Right? You're saying tnan, but this doesn't apply in cases where it's a sakana sefashas, because we see that we could be. It's only if we have any chashash even of people falling into the minhagim of the goyim or whatever, the koshket over here, they're going to be eaten up. So we should be allowed to. But the rabbanan tanya, but you can't be part of this guy if he's a mummer. He's not supposed. You're not supposed to save him.
He became a mummer by doing this.
No. He is a mummer. How do I know he's a mummer? Because I've seen him eating at McDonald's. Chazalei the kol novelas v'treifas. So he said, how do you know that he was eating it? What, bedafka? Maybe he was hungry, you know? So I'm able to tell you, I'm going to call him. He's a boomer. He's not a boomer. I'm relaying, no. The guy's got a McDonald's on the right and a Badat's place on the left. And he doesn't walk into the Dutch place. He goes, but after to the McDonald's place. So he shove a ketera for Akali Sura. So he says to the guy, sorry, buddy, zeal, out you go. Look, Ashafkili Dafrakinich, you know, they're not allowing me to be poor to you. I can't find a way to justify it. Enjoy the pot. Now, you're supposed to let a woman die. Reish Lakish, of course, Reb Shlakish was a pretty tough guy, you know. He didn't like this business with these Ludoi taking advantage of people. So he goes and he sells himself to the Ludoi. And he brings along a little bag, plastic bag, and there was a little bit of reeds inside the bag, except that inside the reeds there was a piece of lead. So the thing, you know, but Reish Lakish was very strong. So, you know, so it weighed 50 pounds. It's fine. He made pretend it would feel, had nothing in it. So anyway, so he sells himself. Omar, and he says, here's my plan. Kamira Dima Batra, you know, the last day before they cook you up. So they give you your last request. So call the boy Minayo Avdila. Now the reason they do this is Kiecha de Lechol Adami, the Rashi Shalechol Adami means they were worried about maybe his ghost will follow them around. So he has to be Meichel for the fact that they're going to be killing him and eating him. So they had to be nice to him the last day, which is a little strange. But the other gear says Leichel Adami, that his dam should be sweet. So if a person is having Nachas Ruach, so then his blood will taste better. So we'll be able to eat him, we'll have more fun.
Okay,
but, in other words, the hormones, and then the whole his whole body will end up. So Yuma Basra, sure enough, the last day they come, say, listen, today's the day we're going to eat you. My Nechalachar, what is your dying request? So he says, well, I got to tell you, I got so much resentment in me. What I'd want to do is tie up every one of you and give you a bop over the head with my sack, with my plastic bag, just to feel I get out my resentment, you know, before you eat me. Okay, so and I'll hit you 1.5 times with a plastic bag. I mean, you know, it's not gonna be a problem. Okay, so what happens? I'm gonna hit him once, one little fluffy hit, and another half a fluffy hit. Right? So he ties them all up. Kamtino votvino. So he walks down the road, you know, like a guy from Dash, you know, and he hits every one of them, bang, you know. The guy is so shocked that as he dies, he's grinding his teeth together, you know, and it looks like he's smiling, you know. So everyone, yeah, the loot guys. So Karnacher Chatchai, he bangs him one time with his 50-pound lead thing. No, in fact, Ishmate, the guy drops dead, and Charkino Lashine. And he's got his teeth in what appears to be a horrifying smile. So then he walks down the road again, and he says, "Ah, you guys are smiling at me? This is supposed to be funny? Don't forget, we had agreed to 1.5. See, here comes the half." He smashes their skull open, right? So Akati Pashra Gabi Palga de Chaita. Anyway, he ends up killing all of them, Katlino Kulo, and goes back home. You know, so this was his plan. Nafak Viata. Anyway, Yativikaachovashati. Now he used to beklal his whole life. He would eat and drink and never leave anything for tomorrow.
This is Reish Lakish.
So Amrle Barate, so his daughter says to him, "You don't have any money. You don't even have a mattress to sleep on. I mean, wouldn't it be nice? You'd eat a little bit less, you know. You'd have a little bit of a less tummy, and you'd be able to afford a mattress. So what do you have to eat everything like this for?" So lo baita miri lamazgawa, I'm a BT. I got such a nice fat tummy. What better mattress do you need? Crazy, my tummy is kareen. That's my mattress. Anyway, so his sheet was, leave nothing for tomorrow. For tomorrow you may die. And one of those days he did. And Kinach Nafshe, as he was dying, he realized, oh my God, I left a half a box of crocus. Oh. So Kinach Nafshe, Shava Kavadamurika, Korea Nafshe, he says, ay, 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 Kirech hachamim yamutu, yachad k'sil uvar yovedu v'yazvu l'achirim chilam. Even the chacham should leave his all of his energies in life. I still got a half a box of oatmeal, and I'm leaving it for others. Anyway.
Yes. Years ago, Rav Yaakov Kleinman had an insight which is very relevant for the sukkah.
No.
So if he's comfortable, he'll say it. If he's not comfortable, I'll say it. we had a good friend, Moshe Baruch and Charles. He was chief rabbi of Kenya for a while. So he said, you know,
Kenya,
you know, Africa, boom, 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 boom. So he said that, they invite guests. So then by then they say, the chulit, of course they cannibals, the chulit is only as good as the guests. Yiddishism.
You couldn't drink. I was afraid if you were drinking when he was saying
that. I remember. I heard it from my shabbat.
Yeah.
Hello, g'day the Mehan. Okay, but I always remember the Chazal that says, "Even if you can sell a ticket, take it."
Yeah, but you can't pay more than it's worth. Yeah, and the standard. Wait a minute. We've got the whole department back from Vietnam. My
God. I'm on
court. I'm a commissioner.
Zook the Halak Mishnah.
Hamocheret Sadeu Loveko Kavim. Another Tikkun Olam was that if a guy sells his soda in Eretz Yisrael to a goy, he has to go every year and spend whatever it's going to cost him to buy the peirot habikurim from the goy, and that way it's a tikkun olam, because if that's what he's going to have to do, so he'll always want to be paid his field back, he won't forget about it, and people won't come to do this so much. I'm a rabbi. The question over here is, of course, is there really Kedusha Zaharetz on these payers that are chayev and bikurim or not? And we know that we have, and of course that's why the Gemara immediately gets into this question, is there a kinyan la'akum Eretz Yisrael lafkia midei ma'asrot or not? So it says Rabbah, even though my shita is that there is definitely not a kinyan, and that if you buy peiros from a goyish field, you have to take off meiser from it. Shenemar kili haaretz. What is the meaning of kili haaretz? Li kedushat haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that no matter what, haaretz lo timacher letzmitut, and that means that all of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is in my hands. You can't be mafkia that kedusha. You do have the right to the kinyan of the dirt, just not to the kedusha of that dirt. So that means that if a goy digs holes in Eretz Yisrael, so what kind of chutzpah is this, digging holes in Eretz Yisrael? He has a right to dig holes in Eretz Yisrael. Borot shechinu ma'arot, that he can do. Shinamar shamayim shamayim lashem v'aretz etan ibn adam. So what you do with the dirt is your problem. What you do with the Kedusha, that's my problem. Whereas Rebbe Elazar Omer, Rebbe Elazar is exactly the opposite. On the contrary, you have the ability as a goy to remove the Kedusha's Oretz. And that we learn not from the Pasuk of Degancha. So we have over there, it's specifically the Reshit Degancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. If it's not the gancha, then it's dagan of the kochavim. So the pasuk is saying the farish, your potter on mice, potter on trumas. Obviously, he has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, but doesn't mean he has a right to dig a hole in Eretz Yisrael. Avo ein kinyan lovid kochavim b'tzolach porba borot shechinu ma'arot sheneemar la Hashem ha'aretz. Hashem ha'aretz means it's what kind of chutzpah? You may damaging the ground of HaKadosh Baruch. So it, exactly the opposite sheet. So what is exactly the machlokes? Michael Miflia? As we saw, Rabbi Elazar says that means dagan that was grown by an Oved Kochavim is potter. That's not a reference to the Tvua. If it's a reference to the Gamar Malacha on the Tvua, digun is the last act where you smooth out the top of the kri, and now it is ready for use. But it doesn't mean where it grew is not an issue. Whether it grew in the reshus of the guy or it grew in the reshus of the Yaakov, that's not the pshat.
But this is one particular kind of crop.
Dagan is where you're chayiv.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the niruach. Exactly. You think he's planning a bar mitzvah or something? Fine. Are you joining us? Wow. Okay. Rabbi says, look, I'm going to prove it to you, okay? That ain kinyan lo veit kochavim beretz Yisrael. It's a beferish Mishnah. Listen to this Mishnah. Ha'leket v'ashikcha v'ha'pe'a. Now, obviously, leket shikcha v'pe'a are considered to be a chiyav on the karka. Normally, if you're chayav in like a chiklopeya, you have the mitzvah, so then that by definition takes the place of meiser. In other words, you don't also have to take off trumas of meiser like a chiklopeya. A person who has like a chiklopeya of a goy, that like a chiklopeya is chayav in meiser. Because after all, there's no chiyav of like a chikon pay on him. Unless Ellen can hifkir. Unless the goy was mafkir his paris. If he's mafkir the paris, then hefkir is also part of the miser. Doesn't have to be dafka like a chikon pay. So if he said, okay, it's hefkir, then that's okay. Now, what are we talking about over here, says Rabbi Echidami? Well, are we talking about that it was a Jewish field? Because it says over here, you're chayav a miser, right? How are you going to get out of that? A goy has a field as chayav b'maaser. That's how I read the Mishnah. What are you going to tell me? That doesn't mean a goy has a field. I mean, a goy came and he was malakeit, as if he was an Ani Yisrael, even though they have a right to it. He went ahead and he took the leket shikopeya. So that maybe is what you mean to understand it, that it's a Yisrael. Velaktinu oveit kochavim. What is that supposed to mean? Ela imken yifkir. Hamifkir v'kaim. I understand. The guy left like a chiklope on his field. So by definition, it's hefker. So what do you mean, Ellen ken hefker? The only way to understand it is that the goy thought he was leaving like a chiklope and giving out whatever. But the fact is that he has no mitzvah. It had to be that he was saying, I don't care, let be whoever wants to come and take it. But if it was really like a chiklope, so then a mifkri v'kaime, by definition, it's hefker, no? Therefore, I say, the Mishnah is very clearly, Oved Kochavim's field, and a Yisroel came along as an Ami, and he was malakit. And if the goy had not been mafkirit, so then he would have had to take off meiser, it says. Right? Halo ifkir. Chayv. Why do I have to take off meiser? It was grown by a goy. What do you see from there? That the fact that the field belonged to a goy doesn't make any difference. You're still chayv in meiser. Chayav. There's the Gemara. Look. Leolam the Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar will say back, not necessarily. Why don't we read it? The field belonged to Yisrael. An Oved Kochavim came along and he's running around collecting the peras, the tefuah, as if he's an Ani. Now, so you're going to say, I don't understand. So then why? Who has to be mafkir anything? If it was like a chikon pe, it's mufka by definition.
Is it just
the Amir? Oh, that's the Gemara's Teretz. Nehi the Mafkir, Adai to the Yisrael. The owner, when he left it there for Leket Shikompeya, he didn't leave it there for Goy to come around. What, he thinks an Arab's going to come by and start, are you crazy? Or shoot him. So he definitely never, yeah, once upon a time, he never had in mind that he would give this as Leket Shikompeya to an Arab.
Yeah, loot.
He's a loot.
You're referring to the Geza of the 8th or the Geza of the... Therefore, the only time that it would be potter from Meiser if a Jew ends up getting hold of it is if the guy said to Farish, you know what, whoever takes it, take it. I'm not interested in it. Okay, so then, you know, then it was Hefker. But if it wasn't Hefker, it'd be Chayav and Meiser, absolutely, because it wasn't taken as legal like a Chikol Pei. Toshma, Yisrael Shalokach Sadeh Meoveit Kochavim. But there's another Mishnah. So Yisrael buys a field from a goy before it gets to one third of its gidol. So in other words, it's like, Ovid Kochavim on the field. And he planted it, and before it grew one third, which is the shear that it becomes chayev and meiser, Yisrael buys this field from the akum. So now it grows in his rishus, it reaches the stage of shlish where it is chayev, and now this Jew goes and sells it back. Once it was already chayev and meiser, it remains chayev and meiser. So there it's chayev and maaser. Shekvar nit chayva. Nu. So what do you see? Only because it was kvar nit chayva. But had it not been mit chayev, what would be the point? If it would not be mitchayev before, and it just was owned by the goy the whole time, what's it saying? Potter, potter, potter. Ha, ha, ha. So you see that exactly what I'm saying is right. Yesh kinyan l'akum af kibidei maisers. The Mishnah is saying the only time it would be chayev is if it ended up growing to the point of chayev b'rishus Yisrael. Once it's chayev, then you can't go off the chayev, even by giving it back to the akum. There you go. Beferish Araya that Yesh Kinyan Lakum Lafkiamide Masrot. Says the Gemara, it is a wonderful Raya, but it's not talking about a field in Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about a field in Syria. And this Mandionahot's Kivush Yachid Lafshme Kivush. You got to wait for the next time we take over Syria. So then everyone will be involved. Then it'll become part of Eretz Yisrael. But David HaMelech moved a little too fast. And because of that, how did he keep his yachid? My focus was on him precisely why. That he did it for himself. Or he did it before he was finished being Kevesh, the entire Chalik of Eretz Yisrael was his. He didn't even have Yerushalayim yet. But whatever it is for it is. It's not a din in Kivush. Well, it didn't get Kedushas Haaretz. It was only a din in the Drabonin anyway, that it's Chayiv and Meiser. Everybody is made of that the Akum has the Kayach to be Mafkia Kedusha Drabonin. That, yes. But as far as Yataina, about whether you have to bring the Kurim, I say nobody would hold. That the Tanoim hold, that certainly it would be Chayiv. Toshma, okay. How about this? Yisrov Avid Kochavim, Shalakusa Debe Shutafut. If a goy and a Yisrov buy a field and they work this field together and so on, what happens is that the peros of the field are mixed teva v'chulin. Every molecule is half chayev and meiser and half potter for meiser. So it's muravim zeb zed, divrei rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, the chelik of the goy is potter, the chelik of the Yisrael is chayev. Okay, but look, both shitas, Rebbe also agrees that the chelik of the goy is chulin, except all he's saying is you can't split it out. There's no way to tease apart the chelik of the Akum and the chelik of the Yisrael. So each molecule is half. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel obviously holds a brera. So after we split it, the chelik that goes to the Akum is chulin, and the chelik that goes to Yisrael is chayev. So you see that it's taken for granted that they're not arguing about the ikar point that the part of a goy is but. And he's mafkia mide maisres. Tzad kan lo pligi yelo de bar sover yesh breira, u mar sover ein breira. That's as far as teasing it apart. But in terms of the din of the chelek, whatever that chelek is, kule ama hold yesh kinyan lovit kochvim beretz yisrael lafkia miyad maaser. Well, how do you know? Maybe this is also talking about Surya. And the Tana holds Kivush Yochid Lav Shmei Kivush. And therefore, what we're talking about is a Hafka Kedusha Min Rabbona, which I said before, everybody's made of the Rakum has. Omer of Chia Bar Ovin, look at our Mishnah, gentlemen. Toshma, Hamoker Sadeh, Lovet Kochavim, Lokeachum Evi Bikurim. Why? Mipnei Tikun HaOlam. What's a shaykh b'nei tikkun olam? If you hold that there's no kinyan la'akum to be mafkia, it's a diaraita. You'll say, what do you mean it's a diaraita? I mean, I don't need the peres. So what's the diaraita? Well, you're going to tell me I have to buy the peres to take off baiser? That you never say. Why? Because I'm not eating them. So why do I have to take off bikurim? Because the point is that the only one of the matanes that is proactive is bikurim. It's an amazing insight. The other matanes that are given to a kohen are not proactive. You don't want to eat it, leave it. You don't want to sell it, leave it. Don't give the kohen anything. It's only taking off the din of the teva. You want to eat it, you have to give it to a kohen. Bikurim has nothing to do with teva. Bikurim is a chiyuv, your field. I don't care who's eating it. I don't care if you're not eating it. I don't care if you move away and couldn't care less. The bottom line is, it's your field. There was bikurim. It's your business to bring him up to Yerushalayim. So if that were the case, why does the Mishnah say b'nei tikkun olam? Does that have to do with b'nei tikkun olam? It has to do with the din d'oraita. Since it's obviously only a takana d'rabbanan, it must be that what d'rabbanan are saying is, we don't want people to rely on the fact that their field is not kaddish anymore, b'kiddush ha'aretz, so therefore they don't have to worry about it. We want them to pretend it is kaddish, and that way they won't sell, and that way they'll try to get it back, etc., etc. But you see, b'feirish in the Mishnah, that midiraita, there's not any Chahavamina. Here it's clearly talking about in Eretz Yisrael, not Surya. That's the whole point. What are you going to do with this? So you see from here, Mipte Tikkun Olam in, but Pimidia writes, so there's definitely no Chiyav. Omer of Ashi, no, because you don't understand. This is a much more complicated story than it appears on the surface. Historically speaking, there were two separate Takanot. Mi'ikora, what happened was, is that people, without any takana, knew that they had to bring the bikurim, because of course, as I believe, of course, ein kinyan la'akum, and everybody, and because of that, they would go on their own, and they would bring the bikurim, and they would pay what they had to pay. But kivan dechozu dekamakru mezavni desavar b'kedushatayu kaima, however, then the chachamim saw that people were makel in selling, because they thought to themselves, it's not as if I'm really selling Eretz Yisrael to a guy. If I was really selling Eretz Yisrael to a guy, how would it remain Kodesh? So my mail, all that I'm doing basically is, yeah, I'm making a little bit of a land rental. I mean, that's what it boils down to. So therefore, people ended up becoming very makel. And therefore, because of that, they were ending up allowing Eretz Yisrael to fall into the hands of these goyim. Takina l'hudo lo laitu. They made a specific takona not to bring bikurim. And that people should not think, yeah, well, I still have my mitzvahs and this and that. Nah. Forget it. You lost your chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So then, kivan d'chazu, d'mandalo sagile, mizvan v'ko mishtakin b'yad of dekochavim. So then, enochinami, people became more makbid. Nonetheless, if somebody was desperate for money, he felt he had nothing else to do, he would sell to a millionaire, you know. Oh, these goyim from France, you know, they're playing, spending so much money, how can I resist? Fine. So it would be end up that Eretz Yisrael, if you weren't going to bring bikurim, they sold and forgot about it. So therefore, they made the second takana to go back to the diaraita, and you have to bring bikurim, and that way they'll always remember their field. And they'll feel terrible that it's in the hand of the Yaakov, and they'll come to buy it back, or they won't sell it in the first place. So that was the second layer of the takana. But that takana was actually a movement towards the Dioraita, not a takana derabbanan. And that's the point, because b'ikra din, it's chayev and bikurim.
What did they gain by making it as a second takana as opposed to simply being without the first?
That is, the takana is that bitum. That's what it boils down to. In other words, we're metakin that everybody should know. We find that oftentimes. What do you mean, takana, my tikkun? That's the din d'oraita. No, he was metakin that people should know and should be mechuyev to go out and to do it. He put it into, that's called making things good. We find that with some of the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana, exactly that question and answer, right? Okay. This, of course, raises precisely this question, which we're all thinking about. The moment that we hear whether Yesh Kenyan LeYakov or Ein Kenyan, so we immediately think. So basically what that means is, it boils down, the right to use the Peirot without having a Kenyan on the ground, you know, so we think about, and what happens if Padafka, you do sell like that? What happens if somebody doesn't own his field anymore for the Peirot? He sold the Peirot. So now the guy whose Peirot it is, a Jew, no more Akum. We're talking about a regular case. I don't want to sell you the field, but I'm selling you the rights to all of the produce of the field.
To another Jew.
Another Jew. So now, who's got the mitzvah, the Bikurim? The guy who planted it is taking the Peirot, or the owner? So clearly, if it's my Peirot, I have to bring the Bikurim. But can I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole vidui that I say over there, you know, not vidui, but the story of Bikurim, you know, Adama Shenatatali Hashem, and so on. I mean, it's not Adama Shenatatali. Where's the Adama? The Adama is owned by somebody else. So Reish Lakish says he's maybe, but he can't be Koreh because he can't say those words that I'm bringing you from the Adama that is mine. It's not my Adama. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, mevi vikore. He actually can say, it's my Adama. Why is this? So Rabbi Yochanan says, mevi vikore, because he holds kinyan perot, kinyan aguftami. He holds that the very fact that I have the rights to the perot gives me rights in the ground for the perot. And therefore, if I say those words, I thank you, Lord, for the Adama shenatatali, it's really true. Reish Lakish Amar Mevi Bieno Korei, because he holds Kinyan Peirot Lavke Kinyan Aguf Dami. Eitvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, it says, V'samachta b'chol atov, asher natan lecha Hashem Elokecha uleveitecha. Okay, now, what is the meaning of uleveitecha? What are we bringing that in? Because this teaches us the chiyuv the person has to be Mevi V'Korei, the fact that his wife has these pairs. And those pairs of Nitzei Malug don't really belong to me in terms of the Soda. Nitzei Malug is a Kenyan pairs. I have a right to use your field that you bring into the marriage for the profits on the fruit. And the Torah B'Davka says, Ulevei Techa, that teaches me that nonetheless, you're maybe Vekere. No. So you see that Kenyan Peres is a Kenyan Aguf. That's exactly what I'm saying. Omar Lay says, Reish Lakish, on the contrary, if Kenyan Peres were for Kenyan Aguf, why the heck would I need a Pusik to tell me that if it's your wife's Peres, that you... Of course it is. What's the difference? If it's not your wife's Peres, if it's your girlfriend's Peres, and she sold you the Peres for Kenyan Peres and not Kenyan Aguf, according to you, why did it say Levei Techa? You shouldn't need a Levei Techa. So that's the whole point. If anything, it's a riot to me that you need a pasuk. You're shining out the diktiva leveitecha. And in fact, there's a different way of discussing this entire raya. That actually, Reish Lakish was the one who brought the raya against Rabbi Yochanan. To ikeri amri eitvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Why does the Torah say that it should be v'samachta b'cholatov v'shenatanecha Hashem elokecha uleveitecha, which teaches us she'odam evi bikurei ishto v'korei? You see from there, tainas Reish Lakish that tafka hatabu dichtiv uleveitecha. But if it wouldn't have been for that pasuk, what would I have assumed? That Kenyan Peres is lafka Kenyan Aguf, and you say Kenyan Peres is Kenyan Aguf. How do you explain the pasuk? How do I explain the pasuk? The pasuk is the source of the raya that I'm bringing. I wouldn't have known without this pasuk of Kenyan Peres. Now that the Torah tells me, Leveitecha, what am I, stupid? There's some special thing because it's your wife. Leveitecha, the pshat is, you see from there, that Kenyan Peres is Kenyan Aguf. That's the whole point. So, Taima Didi, Me'achakayim, I don't have any other raya that Kenyan Peres is Kenyan Aguf. I'm basing it on that then. Eitvei Hayaba Baderech. Somebody's on the road to Yerushalayim, bringing up Bikurei Ishto Biyado from the Nitzei Maluk. V'shama Shemeta Ishto, he hears on the road that his wife has died, and now he has inherited those Peirot. There really is, the field is his. Now he can say Adama Shenatatali. right? So therefore, he's mevi v'kore. So you see from there, dafka, because she died, he can be mevi v'kore. But lo meita lo, if she hadn't died, then you would not have been able to say the halacha that is mevi v'kore. No. That's not the pshat. Because what it means is, who had the nafgav the lomid? Obviously, if she hadn't died, for sure, that we would have learned out from Levitecha. This is the classic case of Levitecha. But the point is that even if she died, understand why? Yes, I would have thought maybe if she died, that you would not say it. Why not? Because Salka Daitech Amina, we have a very fascinating halacha. We should make a gezeira that in the event of his wife's death, he bedavka should not be mevi korei because of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina's amazing halacha. The Omer Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, a guy who was botzer, he went ahead and he gets all of his grapes together and he's shagran biyad shliach. Now the shliach died on the way. He gets a telegram, the shliach died, so he immediately goes to where the guy was in a hotel on his way up to Yerushalayim, and he brings it up himself. So, Meit Shliach B'Derech, even so, when he's mevi, he can't be korei, believe it or not. Why? Shenemar, because the Torah puts together V'lakachta Mereshit Kol Pri Adama and V'heveta, so you V'halachta L'makom, and so on. So that means the lakachta has to be done by exactly the same person of the V'halachta al HaMakom, and you didn't do that in this case. You only took over at this point, but the Lekicha V'hava has to be Be'echad. And therefore, since it was two different people, you're not Kairi in that case. I would have thought that over here, since it's two different Ba'alim, it's as if it's two different people. So initially, it was, so to speak, your wife's parents that came up halfway. So the V'halachta and then the Heveta was somebody else, the husband, where he became the owner of the Perot. Kamash Melanda, this is not included in that problem.
Now, he can't do it while he's owning a novel, right?
That's something else. I mean, he's got a long time. Yeah, he's got a long time to be able to be, maybe be. That's in terms of the Kriya of the Samach. Daf Mem Zayin. This whole town is Margali Regili Davdiochi. Ooh, Gavad is Avinafshil Ludoi. Help, help, they're going to eat me. You're cut. Omar, so he said, we should take out with this Girsa, we should take out the word lay. And Omar, Tnan. Omokherat Smovet Banavlod Goa ain't put him Ava. Because we have Ktolam Amish. Who cares if they're going to kill him? Hay Yisroel Mumerhu, he deserves to be eaten. It's just, you know, it's just Mida Keneg and Mida. He likes the McDonald's and they like the McJew. Omar Lehu, how do you know? Ema Le Teavonu Tekachal Amalei Vazini. Diike Terevi Surah Kameva Shavika Terevachli Surah. Omarlei, well, sorry, boys. Back to the pot. Zil, lokashavki leidafrikina. Rish Lakish was zovinavshi leludoi. Shoko ba'adei chayta ve'galgalta. Omar gemirei de yuma batra called the boy minayo avtilei ki ech de lechol adame. Yuma batra omarlei, mine echelecha. Omarlei, well, ba'ina akamtincho ve'odvincho ve'kocha minayo chamchaya chayta ve'palgak. So, continue with Vinu Kochad, Minayo Kadbach, Echad Chaita, Nofak Nishmate, and Harkina Lashine. Omele, you Chutzpaniaks, Achuke Kamechayachtabe. Don't forget, I still owe you another half a bash. Akate Pashli Gabe, Palga de Chaita. And that way he murdered all of them. Nofak Vihata, Yati Vikachu, Vishati. Omele, Barte, Loba, Ita, Midi, Lamizgale. Omele, Biti, Crazy Kari. Kinoch nafshi shova kaba de murika. Kora nafshi, I can't believe it. Viazvula cherim chelam. Amocheret sadeoli ovid kochavim lokeach umevi mimeno bikurim mipnei tikuno olam. Omar Rabba Afa pisha in kinyan ovid kochavim beret Yisrael afki amidei maaser. Shenema kili kidusha vi arz kili kushat arz. אבל יש עניין עובד קרובים ורצו להכפור בו בורות שכינו מערות שם השמיים שמיים להשם ורצו נתן לבני אדם ובלעזר אומר אף על פי שיש עניין עובד קרובים ורצו להפקיע מדי מעשר שם הדגנתך ולא דגן עובד קרובים אבל אין עניין עובד קרובים ורצו להכפור בו בורות שכינו מערות שם להשם הארץ במאי כמפלגי מרצה ודיגנתך ולא דגן עובד קרובים מרצה ודיגונך ולא דיגון עובד קרובים Well, my rabbi, I'll prove it. You know me, I'll lead it tonight. I'll look at what she crava peya shal avi kochavim chayavim b'maaser alim keniv kir echidon. Ilem adi Yisroel v'laktinu avi kochavim. So what do you mean, ela im keniv kir? It is hefkir, it's mufkir v'kaimit. Ela lav, it must be that it was avi kochavim and it was regular leka chikho peya laktinu Yisroel. And the point is that it's only potter from maaser time adiv kir. Alev kir chayiv, you see clearly. Ein lo koach lafkia. Lo. Lo yovon di Yisrael v'liktinu levit kuchav. Di karmet amavkiru v'mekayme. Nihi di mafkri adai di Yisrael. Adai di levit kuchav mi mafkri. Toshma, Yisrael shalakak sada mi levit kuchavim ad shalo ivi ashlish. Kechazar umachra lo mi shevi ashlish. Chayevet b'maatzer shekvar nitchayva. So you see only if kvar nitchayva. And yes, but lo nitchayva lo. That's true, but all my skin in Basuria, because I'm a kivish yachid lavsh my kivish, she yesh kinyan lakum, to be mafkia kedush and the rabbonah. Toshma, Yisroel v'avik kochavim shalokhu sada b'shutafut. Teva v'chulim muravim b'ze b'ze d've rabbi, v'pshem v'gam li'olam ha'shal avik kochavim potur, v'shal Yisroel chayav. Now look, atkan l'plige, elu demar sover yesh b'ir, o mar sover ain't b'ir, aval, d'kule yama yesh kinyan lavik kochavim, v'yisroel avkim idei ma'aser. Alchinami b'Suria, the kasava kivush yachid, lav shme kivush. Om rabbi yabarom etashma mocher sadeo. Lo ve kochavim, lo kecho mevi bikur mne tikkun olam. So you see that it's davka, mipne tikkun olam, yin mili oraita lo. Om ravash, you don't understand. This was two separate shlavim. Shtei takanot, avi mikora avi maiti mili oraita, because given that they knew. But given the cause to come akru, mezavni, the sabi gushatavayo kaime, takinu lo hudu lo laitu, because otherwise they would be more likely to sell. Given the cause to demand the load, sagile, mizvan anyway, for no choice, become ishtakan biyad of dekochavim, or takinu lo de laite. Itmar. By the way, there's another interesting Loshen, which is makre, not makre, but miyakre, which is the way the Rambam has it. Miyakre, that the goyim would know that the Jews would have to bring the kurim, so they would make it very expensive for them. So they made the tikkun, oh, okay, you want to overcharge, we won't buy it from you. Okay, that doesn't fit in quite as well with the whole derech of the sugya. Yeah. Now the kind of delight, itmar. How mocher said they the perot Rabbi Yochanan maybe vikore Rishlokish or maybe vivenekor Rabbi Yochanan maybe vikore kinyan perot kinyan agufta. Rishlokish or maybe vivenekor kinyan perot lav kinyan agufta. Eight by Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish or levei techa malamit shadam maybe vikore shtove kore. Or malay shana yot with the three vule levei techa. You could argue just the opposite. Eight by Rishlokish or Rabbi Yochanan. It says vule levei techa, which teaches us that an adam is maybe vikore shtove kore only because. It says levetecha, right? So Adam would have to levetecha. But if it wouldn't be for that, I would say kinyan peres lake kinyan aguf. Like I'm saying, oh my, on the contrary, time of the din, but nami lacha came now. That's exactly the point. What's the chiddush? Because Saka died from the leads from the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. But from the Shagram Biyat Shliach. And then in the middle, Meita Shliach Baderech, Mevi Veino Kore. Why? Shenemra Velakachta Veiveta. So Achte Lakicha Vava Beachad. Not two separate people. And I would think here it's the same thing. First it was his wife, and now it's his. Kamashma.